Listening Library presents Crusher by Neil Leonard. Read for you by Daniel Wayman. 1. It was a bit early for someone to be banging on the front door. I hurried down the stairs, hair still dripping from the shower, and turned the latch.
"Sorry, son, locked myself out,"
said Dad, shivering as he stepped in. He'd been out in his slippers, I noticed. I wondered why, until I saw the TV trade mag folded in his hand and my heart sank. Dad looked pretty rough. His pale blue eyes were red-rimmed and his fair hair was standing up in spikes that weren't dishevelled or trendy, but made him look like he'd slept in a doorway. I'd heard him come home late last night and stumble around, trying not to make a noise, crashing into the furniture and cursing under his breath. But he'd got up the same time he always did, while I was out running, and the breakfast he'd made was still warm on the table. Old eggs, thin salty bacon and instant coffee, white. I'd nab a glass of orange juice when I got to work, though the most orange thing about the stuff we sold was its colour.
"Bollocks,"
said my dad, squinting through his crooked glasses at the magazine's first inside page. That hadn't taken long.
"What's up?" "Bill Winchester's got a second series of that time-travelling cop show. Jammy sod."
"Future Perfect?" My dad gave a look as if I was being disloyal.
"Never seen it," I shrugged.
"I've heard of it, that's all."
"Me and Bill worked together years ago on Henby General."
"Yeah, you said."
But he didn't say it very often.
Dad had been big in the early 90s. For a while, he was everyone's favourite twinkly-eyed Irish actor. He'd even won an award for Best Newcomer. The bronze statuette still stood on the mantelpiece, gathering ironic dust.